Researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks are studying invasive plants in Alaska and how they could be affecting native tundra berries. The invasive plants can be found across interior Alaska, and while they likely have not yet spread off the road system to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, some believe it's only a matter of time. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart has more.
Since we don't buy fruit from the stores in the villages, we get different kind of berries, and different berries grow at different times, not all at once.
Elsie Jimmy of Quigilinguck and Bethel has been picking berries since she was 5 or 6. She says she loves to pick the various kinds of fruit that grows across the tundra. There's jam to make and a gudeg to share.
Probably the first one we pick is the blueberry because it gets ripe first.
Jimmy says she and her family fill freezers full of berries each summer, and she's not alone, as berry picking is a time-honored tradition here in the YK Delta. But there is a non-native plant growing in the interior of Alaska that could someday threaten the wild blueberries and cranberries that dot the tundra.
The scientific name is Melilotus alba.
That's Krista Mulder, an associate professor of ecology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says the plant, also known as sweet clover, affects the pollination of tundra berries and other native plants.
It looks a little bit like a regular clover with a 3-leaf clover, but it's got much longer flower stalks and smaller leaves.
Mulder says that there could be a slightly positive effect on fruit growth if the berry plants flower before the sweet clover plants. But she says when the sweet clover flowers around the same time and in the same area as the tundra berries, say within 5 or 20 meters, it attracts more pollinators like bees and other insects.
It's likely to be much more of a problem in the places where it overlaps a lot in flowering times with the blueberries and the cranberries.
These extra visitors could potentially have a negative effect on the amount of fruit berry plants can produce by bringing the wrong kind of pollen, Mulder says.
But it hasn't gone out to most of the places that are off the road system. But there's very good reason to believe it'll get there sooner or later. It's really easy to transport. You know, you can walk around in a field, get some on your shoes, step on a plane, get back off the plane, and there you've got it.
She says the plants could already be in the area. It's just that nobody has noticed them.
But it's almost guaranteed to get there at some point.
If the sweet clover ever arrives and affects plants in the ways researchers think it could, one of the first to notice could be Elsie Jimmy, and the results could be seen in her freezer. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.